Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we present tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Here we are, the most wonderful time of year, or at least a lot of people believe so. And I have pulled out a tool from a few years ago that I believe can take your holiday experience to new levels of joy. So stick with me. We're going to talk a lot about Christmas, but please, as always, the disclaimer is I know and I understand that there are many different religious and holiday practices and traditions, and I do not want to take away from any of those. So just kind of fill in whatever it is that you do into this tool, and I promise you, you're going to be able to expand your experience. And that is the name of this tool, expand your experience of Christmas or whatever it is you practice. You know, I'm not talking about expanding the busyness of the season. What this tool invites us to do is to be more present and mindful of all that is happening this time of year. It does not mean to tune deeper into the news on TV. It does not mean to pay more attention to the hustle and bustle of the season. What this tool means is to tune into the love and joy available to us in each moment. It is about seeing beyond the actions and frequent chaos, and it's about embracing the spirit of the season, the people around us, and our own heartfelt experiences even more deeply. This really is simple to do. When we do not get caught up in the physical, mental, and emotional junk of the around the holiday, it really is easy. And as usual on the show around the holidays, I've already kind of started on the disclaimer, but let's do the official disclaimer. I understand it is not the only holiday. I understand that Christmas is not the only holiday celebration happening right now. So like I said, if you celebrate something different this time of year, if you celebrate a different tradition, if you have other rituals, please apply what we talk about to whatever it is that you honor and that you celebrate. All right, so let's get started. First off, ask yourself these questions. Are you fully experiencing the beauty, the peace, and the love of the season? Are you giving and receiving kindness and love everywhere you go? Are you running around frantically trying to finish all that you have on your plate before time runs out? Are you focused on or worried about the person or persons that you may clash with and how you're going to deal with them during those times that you happen to be in the same room over the holidays? If you're feeling anything other than peace and love right now, you are not fully experiencing the holiday. My intention is by the end of the show that you're going to find a way to experience love, peace, and joy more deeply, even beyond the crazy busyness that you may have going on. I hope you can move through the holiday season mindfully and awakened to all the love and the peace and the joy that are available to you. And I hope that you can release the illusion that the busyness and the stress and the fear are just a normal part of the holidays. None of that is normal, and it truly is an illusion. So look beyond all of that. So, Christmas is only a few days away now, and the busyness of the season is still rising for many people. Even those of you who have already finished your shopping may find that the planning and preparation for the holiday events keep you running even faster. Some of you who have already finished your shopping have managed to fill a whole new list with last-minute items to buy. Either way, how daunting does your to-do list appear to you right now? However you participate in the holiday season, if you are like the majority of the people in this world, you tend to follow a routine when it comes to the shopping or the activities or the events or the decorating. Most of us have a plan on when and how things are supposed to get done. And keep that word supposed to, or those words, in mind. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. All of the gifts have to be bought by a certain date in some of our schedules. Certain parties have to be attended, and decorations are up in a set time frame. As creatures of habit, we humans tend to follow an unwritten guideline for when we do everything. excuse me. Well, actually, for some folks, that guideline may very well be written down on paper, and for some, it may just be something in mind. But either way, if we hold to that, it becomes chiseled in stone. I know a few people who have very detailed written plans for how the holidays will come together, and for them, there is no room for deviation. Any deviation whatsoever causes even more stress, more worry, more craziness in some cases. Of course, if we get behind on this timeline, even if it's just an internal timeline, if we get behind or unexpected hurdles pop up or any other reason causes us to fall short or get behind the timeline, we feel great stress and anxiety. Now, sometimes we get ahead of our timeline and we feel a little bit more at ease, and that's perfect. Or at least we have the opportunity to feel more at ease, I should say. Like I said before, some of you may even fill that extra time with even more stuff to do, and then you begin to feel like you're behind again, and then the race is back on. For some people, those guidelines and those deadlines that they set for themselves work. And for some people, they're a comfort. For others, the deadlines and list are merely a trigger for more stress and anxiety. For some people, the list is not really that important. They use it more as a guideline to make sure they don't forget anything. For others, they just kind of seem to go with the flow. And that's where I land, if you cared. The truth is that there is not a correct way of doing things or a timeline for when you have to have everything done unless you wrote it for yourself or someone wrote it for you. We often write rules for our lives, especially around the holidays, and then come to believe that they must be followed to the letter. We do have options, though. We created, or at least accepted, these rules and these timelines, and since we created them or accepted them, we also have the option to change them. We can do things differently. Even if we stick to the script we wrote for ourselves, we can be more mindful of the experience of the activities. We also have the option to change it altogether. Do what works for you. Now, some of you have one or more controlling people around you who may have given you this list to follow. I know that I did for a long time. If this is the case, be sure you find a way to be happy through it all. Find different ways of dealing with those controlling people. And that's a whole different topic for a whole different show, but there are ways that you can deal with them more lovingly, more peacefully, and in turn change your experience of whatever it is that they are trying to control. The key, folks, is no matter if you are handed a list or if you write it on your own, if you do not enjoy what you're doing, do something different. Or find a way to do that thing differently. If you do not know how to tell the controlling influence in your life that it's not working for you, figure out ways to be happy doing what you do. This is Self-Care 101. Self-care is absolutely vital, especially during the holidays. So here's a trick, though, for getting things done for the holiday. The master key, if you will. Enjoy yourself fully. And expand your experience of Christmas. Enjoy what you're doing. Do you enjoy shopping? If you do, wonderful. If you don't, find a way to enjoy it. Make it fun. My wife and I, every year, do something around the shopping to make it more enjoyable. How about decorating? Do you love that? Cooking? If you are not enjoying it, step back. And consider, number one, how are you doing it? Number two, is there something else that you can do? Can you still do those things and find a way to enjoy them? Or can you do something different and find a way to enjoy yourself doing that? You know, a few years ago, we had Pam Thomas on the show, and we talked about the shoulds of the holiday. We chatted about those things that we think we should do because it is what is expected of us, or because it has been passed down as the woman's responsibility or the man's job to get it done. Pam calls getting caught up in all the things that we're supposed to do, shoulding all over yourself. So stop shoulding all over yourself. If you are doing something because it should be done, stop. Find a different way to do it that serves your happiness and your joy. Or do not do it. Or replace it with something totally different. you have choices. Also, if what you're doing holds no meaning for you, consider something else. There is absolutely no sense in buying the perfect gift if the process of buying it stresses you out and causes anxiety, grief, regret, or any other negative feeling. If you are buying something because you think it will win you favor with someone, stop. Do not buy it. No gift will earn you long-lasting favor or respect. Only your authenticity can do that. So back to our holiday to-do list. I saw a great post several years ago about a Christmas list, and it's been circulating around social media again this year. So you've probably seen it. The list is similar to those many of you make. The list started out with the 6 to-do items. The first one was buy presents. The second one was wrap gifts. The third was send gifts. The fourth was shop for food. The fifth was make cookies. And the sixth was see the lights. There's absolutely nothing at all wrong with this list if you can do it with joy. In fact, if you can do all these things from your heart, if you can add heartfelt meaning to each of these things, then you have gifted yourself a pretty amazing holiday experience. If you do all these things and share the experience with someone else, you have given someone else a wonderful gift as well. There can be so much love in these to-do items if we allow ourselves to feel and experience the process. When we make it busy, when we do it because it's expected of us, that's when it becomes a should. We can allow these items to be chores if we choose to. We can allow them to be things that must be done before our deadline. But we have a choice in what these are for us. This can be very much like every other to-do list in our life, except this one is on steroids due to the emotions of the season and the pressures that we put on ourselves. And that's key here. The pressure that we feel is self-induced. Just a quick reminder, the holiday season does not have to be stressful or anxiety-filled. In fact, when it is stress-free and happy, it serves us well. The holiday season invites us to add more of our heart into everything we do, even those things that are not holiday related. The problem, though, is that we allow our ego to add stress to the process. We put pressure on ourselves to get it all done. When we slow down, and truly experience the holidays and all the things we do, we find more joy within ourselves, and we find more joy all around us. When we experience the holidays from our heart, when we're mindful and present, you may notice that people around you are a little bit kinder. You may have noticed the people helping you in the stores are a little nicer than normal. It seems that kindness, compassion, and love are a little more available, a little more noticeable this time of year. Most people want to be happier and kinder this time of year, so they share it with others. And yes, there are those who seem to be expressing from an egoic state. We must remember that they too have a written set of rules for themselves, and their ego is telling them they have to get it all done at all cost. And when they fall into that thought process, they sometimes become rude. They sometimes don't express that love and that kindness that we've just talked about. We can still look beyond their actions and connect with their spirit if we only see them from our heart. So let's get back to the Christmas list we just started a few minutes ago. The person who posted this list made some incredible adjustments to the items on that list, and I think they're just outstanding, and they open us to a whole new, expanded, and elevated experience during the holidays. So the first item on the list was buy presents. The adjusted item reads, be present. This is just what we've been talking about in a common topic for Life's Toolbox. Being present simply means that we are right here, right now. We are not off in the future worried about what tomorrow holds for us. We're not worried about or fretting over something we said yesterday or some task that we didn't get completed. When we are present, we are totally available to the people around us, and we are totally available and open to experience life for ourselves. When we are present, we are fully in the moment, which means love is available to give and receive. Being present has no judgment. It has no comparison. This is how we can see the hearts of seemingly rude people beyond their actions. It is simply being perfectly you right now. If you slow down and think about that for a moment, you will discover some pretty cool things about you. The stress of being something you are not is gone when you're fully present. Being present allows you to be you and nothing else. How perfect is that? If you do not believe that the authentic you is perfect, then keep listening into future shows because we will talk about it. But for now, just be present. The next item on the list was wrap gifts. The adjusted item now reads, wrap someone in a hug. A hug is so comforting. There is so much goodness passed when a hug is given. A hug is so important that many of my seminars and workshops that I teach, I teach people hugging lessons to show people how to experience the hug and not just go through the motions. Whether you're giving or receiving, there is a way to experience that hug, and it's by connecting heart to heart with the person that you're giving a hug to. The beauty of a hug is that in giving one, you cannot help but receive one. Even if the other person does not embrace you with their arms, you receive the benefits through your embrace of them. Now, we don't go running around hugging for our own benefit. We do not run around hugging people just so we feel better. When it goes there, it quickly becomes an attack on their personal space. It is just that when we give a hug from our heart, when we include our intent to share love, we receive as well. So wrap someone in a hug. This item on the list can also be transformed into be a gift. We do this by simply being true to our truth. We open our hearts a little wider and share love and peace more fully in all that we do. The third item on the list, on our Christmas list, is it started out as send gifts. It is now transformed into send love. Folks, no matter which of the more than 29 religions and beliefs that you're celebrating light and love in this time of year, you choose to follow, whatever you choose to follow, or even if you do not choose to follow any of these, we cannot help but improve our world by sending love. No greater gift can be given than that. It is so easy to do. Be compassionate. Be kind, smile, offer a loving word. All of these things send out so much love and light into the world, and that is just the tip of the iceberg of ways that you can send love. When you hold the door open for someone, add a piece of your heart to the action by thinking a kind thought about the person, or even extend that and offer a kind word. Sending love costs us nothing. In fact, like a hug, each time we share our love, we receive love back. It may not come directly from the person that we sent love out to, but we expand the love in our hearts. We expand the love in the world, and that is a great benefit for us all. Send love out without any expectation of what may come back to you, and the gift you receive will be huge. So send love. The next item, shop for food, translates into donate food. What an amazing gift this can be. Bake cookies for your neighbors. Share a casserole with someone. Invite people to dinner. There are so many ways that we can do this. Take food to a food bank. If you have never done this, if you've never visited a food bank, I highly suggest you do so. Even better, load up your car with some non-perishable items and then go to a food bank, make your donation, and then stick around and volunteer. Work with them for a few hours. Meet the people who benefit from your generosity and listen to what they have to say. At Thanksgiving a few years ago, my wife's company volunteered to work at a food bank near their office and asked me to join them. And I did. And I was so touched by the work that everybody in this place were doing and how everyone jumped on board. I had the beautiful opportunity to talk to some of the folks who came in to use the services and was touched deeply by their stories. Most of us can afford to give the gift of a meal or two or more. Please do so. There are people, I mean, some really awesome and amazing people out there who struggle to have food on their table at Christmas and many other days of the year as well. While most of us will be diving into a feast, some will go without. When we are in a position to assist someone else to rise above a negative situation, and we do so, we are gifting hope and love and peace. If you cannot give food, consider volunteering at a soup line or some other place offering Christmas meals. These opportunities are everywhere. Even in my small town of about 5,000 people, there is a restaurant here that will be serving free meals to people who would not have a meal any other way. We can all pitch in some way. The adjusted item on this list is donate food, and I think we can add give some time and love as well. So number five on the original list reads, make cookies. The adjustment on this item is one of the best on the list. It changes make cookies to make memories. We often fall into the same old routines year after year. When we do the same old things the same old way, we often are just going through the motions. When we do this, we miss the opportunity to make new memories. We sometimes forget to share the experience. Someone I know was in such a race to get all the decorations up for the grandkids to see, they missed out on the experience of enjoying the wonder of seeing the grandkids pitching in. In a rush to get the cookies made so the grandkids had treats, they missed the chance of seeing the kids light up with the joy of helping out making cookies. Slow down for a moment and just think about how the action you are about to take can become a memory that you will treasure, or that someone else will treasure, or that both of you will treasure. You know, I remember around the holidays sitting on the kitchen counters helping my mom and grandmother make the holiday meals. I remember that even more than I do the presents that I received or the food that we actually ate. Sure, I was probably more of a hindrance those first few years, and yes, it probably would have been much faster and much cleaner without me sitting there in the way. But I have some great memories, and I know that my mom and my grandmother probably did as well. So consider how you can share the experience of the season a little more fully with those around you, and even yourself. Stop rushing to get it all done. Be present and embrace the experience of the season. Make memories. The last item on the list originally was see the lights. The revised version of number six is be the light. Be present in all you do. Share that most beautiful part of you. Share your heart light by allowing it to shine your goodness out into the world. Be the light that touches those you meet. Let your truth be the face everyone sees. Being the light is allowing you to be who you are and allowing others to see that beauty and that wonder. So be the light. And this being the light, it kind of goes back to sharing love that we've talked about already. It is being fully authentic. It is sharing your heart. It is letting people see the truth of you, your authenticity, your essence. This time of year and all the busyness and the rushing around, it sometimes feels hard to do that. It sometimes is easier to stay in an egoic state. But be the light. Let people see truth, even if it means not getting one of your to-dos done. It's much more important for people to be able to experience you, and it's much more important for you to be able to express you. So fully experience your holidays this year. Be present and mindful of all that you do. Add to the kindness, love, peace, and joy in every conversation, every action, every experience, every thought. This is not about rolling over and letting people walk all over you. You know, sometimes the dramas in the family experiences around the holidays are so dynamic that we feel like we have to sit back and just let people do their thing. We don't. But whatever we do, whatever we engage in, do it with love. Doing so will elevate and expand your entire experience of the holiday, and you will give the greatest gift of all to those who are around you. When you give the amazing and beautiful gift of your authentic presence, you truly are giving a gift that they can rely on, that they can feel, that they can experience. And in giving it, you experience it. You elevate your own heart, your own essence. You expand the authenticity that is within you. You expand your awareness of it, I should say, of the authenticity that's within you. So give you this holiday season. Buy all of the beautiful gifts that you want to buy, but be sure that you're giving you as well. And again, this is not about giving of yourself until you cannot give anymore or until you're spent. This is about giving your truth, your authenticity, your love in everything you do. So enjoy your holidays. Expand your holidays. Fully experience your holiday. Be present. Be mindful. And be authentic. That is your truth. And as I've said over and over and over again during this show, that is the most beautiful gift that you can give. I want to thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com and my social media pages to find out how my work may assist you in opening awareness to your own authentic truth. On the site, you will also find information about my books and my other work. My newest book, The Relationship Toolbox, is now available on Amazon in print and Kindle formats. The book presents tools and resources that assist you in elevating and expanding your experience of love. While the book is written for couples, it truly does hold many great resources for everyone. After all, we're all in relationships with everyone we know. Check out the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. You will find at least one that speaks to your heart. Be sure to share Life's Toolbox and these other shows with your friends and family. When you do, you are sharing and elevating positive energy throughout this beautiful world. As always, my deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating Empower Radio. And also, thank you so much to Mark in the studio. He's my producer and works on several shows here at Empower. Until next week and beyond, be present, be mindful, expand your experience of Christmas. Love and peace.